favorite SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister, thanks for joining SBS World News.
Good to be with you, Anna.
The interim report has stated that despite an increase in funding for the National Intelligence Community, the proportion allocated for counter-terrorism significantly declined between 2020 and 2025. Did those funding decisions leave the intelligence agencies without essential resources?
No, indeed the report shows the opposite. The report shows that funding for all of our security agencies has increased since we came to office.
And it does show it, that, Prime Minister, if I might just take you to the point, it shows that overall increase, but it says there was a decline in the funding for counterterrorism. So do you need to link the funding more clearly to ensure it goes to the right places?
The report makes it clear that there was no inadequacy when it comes to preventing terrorist acts as a result of government agencies. So it makes that very clear in the report. We will go through the report in detail that we received this morning. We've adopted all of the recommendations that relate to the Commonwealth in the report. But I take considerable comfort from the fact that it says there's no urgent action required in order to keep Australians safe. There'll be, of course, this is an interim report, and what it's aimed at doing is making sure that the examination of the security agencies be the first priority. The report and the Commission will continue to undertake its work between now and the end of the year before it releases its final recommendations.
The internal reviews that have already been conducted reportedly found a fixation on Israel's war on Gaza was a key motivation for Sajid Akram. Do you believe that conflict did play the key role in radicalising him?
Look, I'm not going to preempt what have been, frankly, media reports. Not reports from the agencies. What I'm going to allow the Royal Commission to do is to do its work and to support them in that work. Our security agencies do tremendous work. There's no doubt that there has been an increase in anti-Semitism in Australia, particularly since October 7, the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel, and that there has been an increase in disputes and a decline in social cohesion here as a result of that conflict. I think Australians very clearly want a couple of things. One is they want conflict to end wherever it's occurring around the world. And the other thing is that they don't want conflict brought here. And that is one of the concerns with the rise of anti-Semitism, clearly, is people who might object to actions of the Israeli government somehow blaming Jewish Australians for those actions. Now, that is completely unacceptable. It is one of the factors that has led to the rise in anti-Semitism. As for the motives of the Akrams, one of the things that the Royal Commissioner has made very clear as well is that given these matters are before the courts, some of this speculation does not assist the appropriate legal processes to be undertaken, and the Royal Commissioner has made her views very clear on that.
Some Jewish community representatives continue to maintain you didn't do enough to stamp out anti-Semitism. You say you haven't been asked to appear at the Royal Commission, but do you feel any responsibility to take part in this fact-finding process to avoid a similar incident in the future?
I engage in the political process on a daily basis. I've just done a media conference and I'm talking to you now. We continue to engage. One of the things that should not occur is an attempt to seek partisan political advantage from what is a national issue and requires a national response. And it requires a response that isn't subject to partisanship, but December 14 required the country to come together, to put our arms around the Jewish community, to give them support at the time that it was needed, and to not seek political advantage on these issues. I'll continue to work with members of the community and with the Australian public in general as well to promote social cohesion, to stamp out anti-Semitism, and to make sure that every Australian should have the right to feel safe here in this great country of ours.
Prime Minister, the women and children in the Syrian camp who were associated with IS or Islamic State are trying to get back to Australia. Did your government make a specific request to the Kurdish authorities or the Syrian government to demand that group of women and children be returned to Al-Roj camp when they tried to leave?
Look, we are not involved and we're not providing any support, and that's been documented. We're not repatriating these people. These people chose, the women involved chose to go to the Middle East to support ISIS, and ISIS's objectives are completely contradictory to Australian values and to Australia's national interests and indeed the interests of humanity.
But did your government make a specific request?
My government is not engaged.
Back?
My government is not engaged. We are not participants with the Syrian government. These are people who are Australian citizens. Their reports are there. They are reports not through the Australian government. Because we are not in contact with these people. I feel sorry for and sympathy for the children, but they are victims of the actions.
Do you think the children should come back independent of the parents, which your government says don't deserve to return to Australia?
They are victims of their parents' actions.
Do you think they should have the opportunity to come back separately to their parents?
Well, they're not a homogenous group. Some of them are people who were born in the camps. Can I say that we are not involved in repatriation of these people? And that's the Australian government's position. It hasn't changed.
Do you want them to stay there forever?
Well, it hasn't changed our position. They made decisions to leave Australia to fight against Australia's national interest for an ideological group that don't respect Australian law or Australian values.
So just to be clear, if individual families did want to see their children come back to Australia to extended family
I'm not answering hypothetical questions. I'm telling you what the government's position is.
Well, I think some of the families have floated that concept, which is why I put it to you, but
well,
I know you're running short of time.
Well, they might have floated it with yourself, but they haven't floated it with us because we are not in contact with them. That is the point here. Our position is very clear. They made their decision. There are consequences for them of the decisions that they have made. Unfortunately, there are also consequences for these children who are victims of their parents and those adults who made that decision.
Prime Minister, if I may just borrow one more moment of your time, just on the economy, there's a lot of research that says social dislocation is closely linked with economic hard times. How concerned are you about things getting worse in terms of social cohesion in Australia as this extremely tough time coming out of the Middle East continues to hit home economically here?
My government will continue to focus on social cohesion. That is why as well. One of the factors behind our support for cost of living measures, that's one of the reasons why we've intervened across the board. Specifically in response to the Middle East conflict, we've cut the fuel excise. But the other measures as well, whether it be giving people greater access to free GP services, urgent care clinics, cheaper medicines, the cut to student debt, the cut to the income taxes for every single Australian that will kick in July, the cheaper home batteries, all of these measures are aimed at taking pressure off families, because we know that the events in the Middle East, a war on the other side of the world, is having an impact right around the world, including here in Australia. And we want an Australia where no one is left behind and no one is held back.
Prime Minister, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
A new SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.